This morning we are continuing canto number 10, chapter number 13, text 35. The chapter is entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and the Calves. The shloka: Rajasya Ramaha Premarde Vikshaya Otakanthayam Anukshanam Muktastenesu Apayesu Api Hetu Vitta Achintayata Rajasaya Rama Premarde Vikshaya Avutakanthayam Anukshanam Viktaya Anukatsayam Anukshanam Muktastaneva Apateve Ahetu vid achintayat Rishaya Rama Pramardev Vikshanayatam Anukshanam Mukta Stanavesa Apyavyesa Api Ahetu vid achintayat Rajasaya Rama Pramerdher Vikshayanuktayam Anukakshanam Muktastanesva Apeyatsvapi Ahitu Vidya Achintayat Adarsharama Premadher Krishna Rama Prema De Aksharam Pribhate Krishna Tuntam Shranam Aksharam Pribhate Mataji's Rakshatama Premade. Muktasana Deya Petapi Ahetu Vidya Chintaya Vrijasarama Premadev Nikshana Anukshanam Mahitu Vida Chintayat Rajasaya of the herd of cows Rama Balram prema hriday. Because of an increase of affection. Vikshaya. After observing. Oth kanthayam. Attachment. Anukshanam. Constantly. Muksta sthenesu. Who had grown up and were no longer drawing milk from their mothers. Apeyetsu. In regard to those calves. Api. Even. Ahituvit. Not understanding the reason. Achintayat. Began to consider as follows. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even for those calves that had grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Lord Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers, and some of the cows had newly given birth. But now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically showed their affection for the older calves that had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore, Balaram was a little surprised, and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present, because the older calves were expansions of Krishna. These surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of Yogamaya. There are two mayas working under the direction of Krishna: Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yogamaya, the energy of the spiritual world. These uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of Yogamaya. From the very day on which Balaram stole the calves and the boys, Yogamaya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how Yogamaya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yogamaya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitaunscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। भज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, जय अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस वंडरफुल पास्ट टाइम, ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा दिव्यम, बट दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पास्ट टाइम फॉर अस बिकॉज दिस इज द लास्ट बुक दैट प्रभुपाद एवर रोट। After this, Prabhupada left this material world. So Prabhupada wrote this wonderful Brahma Stealing the Boys and the Calves purports. Of course, he had written earlier the Krishna book. Why did he rush the Krishna book first? Because at that time he was not sure how long he would be on this earth. As you all know, our birth and death, number of breaths, are determined at the time of our birth. But in the case of very saintly persons, only in those cases Krishna gives extensions. Just like in the government office of Maharashtra government or central government, if a person is very, very important officer, they give an extension of one term or two terms, maximum two terms. Similarly, this was the first term he got his extension, Prabhupada in New York. And second term also he got. So the third time, I remember in 1977, somewhere at the end of September, he told us that no more extension. Krishna wants me back. And where he'll put me, I don't know. And therefore, I have to go to Vrindavan to leave my body. But even at that stage, when he was initiated, he was not in a position to even stand up, forget sitting down. He was in bed all the time. He continued to give his dictation on his dictaphone with a very, very feeble voice. And this purports, all these purports are so nectarian and sweet, because Prabhupada said, I want to die fighting on the battlefield. Battlefield of Maya. Maya means that which is not. Recently I heard Prabhupada in one of his lectures, where a student asked him, his disciple asked him, then why did Krishna create Maya? Because Krishna is all perfect. He is all spiritual. So Maya is material. So how he created Maya? So Prabhupada said, Maya is not created by Krishna. Maya is created by you and me. Of course, Prabhupada was bringing himself to that level so that we could have a rapport with him. Maya is that which is not. And therefore this reference here to Mahamaya in this purport is not existing in Vrindavan. Everything in Vrindavan is existing because of Yogmaya. Yogmaya personified is none other than Purnamasi. That is stated by one other of the great disciples of Prabhupada. So, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj in Durban, I heard him. He says that Purnamasi is the personification of Yogamaya. And she is the mother of Sandipini Muni. And Krishna and Balaram went for those few days, about I think 2 months or something, to learn from him, so called learn. Krishna cannot be taught anything by anyone. He is Satchit Anand Vigraha, Nadir Radhir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. But still, to give an example, he went there. Now here again, this is for a very small fraction of a moment that Brahmaji, for a fraction of his moment, stole those calves and cow herd boys and immediately returned them actually. But the reason he did that was, in the earlier occasion, he could not understand, and neither could any of the demigods, that why did Krishna have to go into the mouth of Akasur, that just before this occasion. So, because Akasur was a huge serpent, and there was no point in his going into this mouth of Akasur. But remember that Akasur in his previous life was already given a boon, that he will be killed by Krishna and he will go home back to Godhead. He will get the same body, Sarupa, means his spiritual body, as Narayan Sarupa. He will be a servant of Krishna in his previous life, Akasur. And in his previous life, Akasur was also told that he should become a serpent, python. So Krishna accepts whatever curse or boon is given by a great saintly person. Just as our Radha Gopinath ji accepted to come here. Why? Because Prabhupada, while coming down the stairs of Bharati Vidya Bhavan, 1971, he told his secretary Shamsundar Prabhuji, that, and pointing the cane to this place, that there will be a Krishna Mandir here and we must have a preaching center here. So Krishna has no choice but to come here. Krishna is actually, these same deities, as you all know, were not prepared at Jaipur for coming here. They were prepared for going to Anand, which is in near Baroda, for the temple there. But we stole Krishna, just as Krishna stole the lady's clothes and went up a tree. That's another transcendental. We are not supposed to follow that, because we can't steal ladies' clothes. But we should not follow Krishna in that pattern. We should follow what he says, as in Bhagavad Gita. So here is a case where Krishna is saying, okay Brahma, you steal my boys, friends and calves and make me miserable, because he could not be happy unless he was with his cowherd friends and the calves, because the calves totally depended not on their mothers but on Krishna. That is the whole point. The calves and the cowherd boys did not depend on their parents, but they only knew Krishna. In Vrindavan, everyone there are only dependent on Krishna, have only understanding of one subject matter, that is Krishna. That's all. There is no duplicity, there is no duplication, there is no double understanding of anything. There is a single point program, how to please Krishna. Now, if you want to please Krishna, you have to recognize Krishna. Otherwise, how can you please the air, as Prabhupada said to one devotee in, I think it was in Tehran, Iran. I forget the name of that devotee, but I think it was Atre Rishi Prabhu at that time. That he was talking like a Muslim. I mean, there was an argument. Prabhupada said, you take the position of a Muslim saint, whoever, and argue with me, what are your points, and I'll argue about our points. He was training his disciples. So this gentleman, Atre Rishi, is a very senior disciple of Prabhupada. He argued that Krishna does not have any material form, because that is there in the Quran. He has only a spiritual form. So how can we serve him in the deity form, because the deity is not made of spiritual. That time Prabhupada said, you can't serve air, you can't serve anything like that. But you are, we are not, these are I think the exact words of Prabhupada, we are not foolish. We do not wish to serve stones and marble, water and air. We are serving the form of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's form. How do you create a form? How do you have a form? Unless you have something to make a form, either on paper or on silk or on wood or marble or something, then you can concentrate on Krishna. Therefore we have this, it's not an image, it's not a statue. It is actually deity form. So we are praying to the deity form of Krishna. And therefore the concentrating our mind, just like the Vrijvasi is concentrated on Krishna himself. Similarly, we have that opportunity in the temple to concentrate on Krishna's form. And that's why we have to see with great attention from the feet upwards the form of Krishna. And then we'll get attachment to Krishna. Furthermore, Prabhupada says, these uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of Yogmaya. Now Yogmaya is acting under the direction of Krishna. Therefore Brahma was also acting under the direction of Krishna. Because Brahma took away these cowherd boys and calves and hid them in a cave. Now what Krishna wanted were three things. This is very important. A. Krishna wanted to give the maximum pleasure to all the Brijvasi mothers. Now, mothers get the maximum pleasure from their children. Unfortunately, not from their husbands. But the maximum pleasure a woman gets is when she is feeding her own child, actually speaking. So when Krishna transformed himself, expanded himself and became exactly as each of these children, the cowherd boys, each of the mothers got an opportunity of giving milk, breast milk to her quote-unquote child, who was actually Krishna. So in that sense they were serving. B, the young gopis wanted Krishna as a husband. So what did Krishna do, the original Krishna, Nanda Gopal? So he said, Nanda Gopal told Nanda Baba, his father. Father was like the king of all those gopas. This is the best season to get these young girls married. Like sometimes, you know, these Brahmins tell us marriage can be done now. For 12 months there is no scope or no dates for marriage. Of course, for brahmacharis there is no scope at all. But that's a different story. But the fact of the matter is, unless they change the clothes. But the fact of the matter is, that Nanda Maharaj accepted whatever Krishna said. So really all the gopis actually married expansions of Krishna, because those gopas, like Sudama, Sridama, others, they were actually Krishna himself. So they married Krishna. Okay. And third, see, the cows also wanted Krishna as their calf. Now Krishna says, Baba, I am in like a human form, you see, in two hands and legs and all that. But just to give pleasure to those cows. Why? Because these cows are the descendants of Surabhi. You can see it when you go to Vrindavan, that the cows of Vrindavan look totally different from the cows on Bombay streets. Bombay street cows are different. You see, they are Maharashtrian cows. They are not Brijvasis. Whereas you see when you go to Vrindavan, beautiful white cows. And you can see their eyes are different. You can see here also, I think there used to be a cow here, I don't know whether. But anyway, you can see that they are totally different. So he became the calves also of the cows. Now this is the point. Balramji is none other than the Adi Guru. He is the first Guru. Yet it is Lord Balram who could not understand how Yogmaya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yogmaya gradually acted, Balram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. Krishna is the original guru of all gurus. You see? So even Balaramji inquired from Guru Krishna that, are you the same personality who has expanded himself to these coward boys and calves? So he removed one doubt of Balaram also. So in one stroke, Krishna does many masterful actions which human beings cannot do. Obviously, you cannot become a calf. You cannot become at the same time a young boy again. There are a few young men here, but that's a different story. You cannot marry multiple of girls at one time. It's not possible. But Krishna, for him, everything is possible. I remember the first time I met Prabhupada, one of the things, because I was a Mayavadi at that time, one of the first things Prabhupada told us was, don't think Krishna can do only what you can do. Krishna can do anything he wants, because he is Bhagavan and you are not. That is the whole point. Krishna can do anything he wants and nobody can restrict him. And therefore he can do multiple things at one time. Now to understand all this more perfectly, though I was given by my good friend Baldev Prabhuji, how many hours? Maharaj was to go to Tirupati, so he asked me on text, can you give class today morning? So then, I think a few hours, but still I referred last night. So, Garga Samhita, Garga Muni says on the same matter, because we have to understand from authorities, like Prabhupada is for us a very final authority. But let us understand what three more great authorities have said on this subject. And it's all relishable, very wonderful. It's like going to a restaurant, Govinda downstairs, and you may have a soup which is relishable, you have a main course which is relishable, you have a sweet dish relishable, or a milkshake or whatever. So here is a relishable milkshake by Garga Samhita. He says very nicely, O Gopas, let us go to this beautiful and pleasing river bank of soft sand which is flooded with pollen from the lotuses blossoming in the autumn, fragrant with breeze. Krishna says, after that awful smell that came from this Agasur mouth, to counteract that, he said, let us go to this place where there is wonderful aroma. It's just like you have what is called a room air freshener or cleaner. So this wonderful lotus and flowers were there. So, and hummingbees. The calves will drink water there and then get new grass there. Some of the boys who could not bring lunch whispered in Krishna's ears. Some of the boys could not bring lunch. We did not bring any lunch. With the calves, we have come very far from Nanda's village. Hearing this, Krishna said, don't worry, dear friends. Don't lament. I will carefully give lunch to everyone. All you boys just follow my words. This is very important. Krishna is telling his own friends who came with him into Agasur's mouth. They came out, then they came to Yamuna, and then Krishna said, let's all have lunch together. But some of the boys said, Baba, I did not get my lunch today. What shall I do now? He said, don't worry, I'll provide. The whole idea is, in any case, Krishna is providing millions. I went to Botswana, I saw thousands of elephants. India has not got so many elephants as that. And how many tons and tons of food these elephants are eating every day altogether. You see, he's providing. So he said, don't worry, don't lament. I will provide everything. So this is a very important point, that Krishna says here that at any cost, I will first provide lunch to all of you. He's not talking about dinner, he's only talking of lunch. So it's better to stick to Krishna Prasad at lunch at all times. Thereafter, the demigod Brahma, who had already seen the liberation of Agasur, came and gazed at Krishna happily eating lunch with the boys. As he gazed at Krishna, Brahma said within his mind, this must be a Gopa only. How can it be God? He cannot be Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Why would Lord Hari enjoy with wretched food along with the Gopa boys of Vraj? Wretched food means he was eating jutha. Some boy had eaten some samosa, is written in another one, I'll come to that. And he said, my mother has prepared very nice samosa. So, you try Krishna. Krishna would try, he said, oh yes, this is very nice. Then another boy would say, no, but my mother has prepared, my grandmother has prepared sandesh. So, he would eat, then Krishna would give it to others also. So, Brahma was shocked, ki kya chal raha hai? Every child is giving to others and Krishna is also eating that. Then one of the children said that your grandmother does know how to prepare sandesh. And they would laugh and joke. Krishna, you better teach his grandmother how to prepare sandesh. You see? So, like that the children would make fun of each other and so on and so forth. At that point, Brahma stole his calves just to understand whether this is really Krishna or not. Then we come to a wonderful explanation given in Gopal Champu. Gopal Champu, as you all know, was written by the great saintly person, Jiva Goswami. So, Jiva Goswami says something wonderful also about the same matter. This he says, although I want to play with you, something has suddenly come up to prevent me. Who says? Balaram says. Balaramji wanted originally to come with him, but he did not go into Agasura's mouth. You follow? That morning. Neither he came to have lunch originally. Why? My maternal uncle of the Puru dynasty has come to see me on some surprising business. He remains here fixed like a tree in the room. He is talking about his own uncle. He is remaining like a tree fixed here. So, main kya karu? Mere ko yahi rehna padta hai. I know that you got up early and with a special desire. Please fulfill your desire with pastimes. Balaram, the elder brother, is telling the younger brother, you go fulfill your desires. I have to stick around here. If some obstacle arises at the beginning of a new activity, it will prevent the action from being fruit. Means, he realizes that some obstacle may come. Balaramji is very intelligent. He realizes that Krishna may have a problem. Then what happens? The younger brother of Bakasur and Putana, Agasur, arrived on his path like a black cloud suddenly appearing in the sky. He was praised by Kansa. Kansa actually praised Agasur because he loved Agasur. Naturally. And he said, oh my great assistant, give up disappointment and listen. And you should know that by not staying awake and sleeping all the time as a python, a great problem has arisen. So it was Kansa who loved Agasur. Just imagine somebody liking a python so much. And he, instead of liking Krishna and loving Krishna, his own nephew, he preferred to love a python. Who says? Jiva Goswami says. So this gush goes to show that in this world there are people who keep snakes also as pets, lizards as pets and so on. Because that is the attitude that some element of Kans also comes in us. As Radhanath Maharaj, who was here, he explains that in our heart sometimes a small element of Ravan is also there. Ravan means what? Lust and greed. Because just as Krishna has 64 qualities in totality, in infinite form, which we don't have. We have limited and we have only max 50 of those 64. But the demoniac qualities basically are 6 and expansions and multiplication of those 6. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, mad, matsa. So all these demoniac qualities, whether in Ravan or in Hiranyakashipu and so on, some of these men, human beings, acquire those qualities, unfortunately. All of us, to some extent or the other, lust and lust alone is the cause of our coming here in this world. You see? So we acquire that quality, unfortunately. Radhanath Maharaj says, And that is the dirt which has collected on our heart, all of us, without fail. And the only way to clean that dirt is by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By continuously chanting this Mahamantra, these unwanted anarthas can be removed. Furthermore, at that time the devatas, headed by Brahma, standing in front of Krishna, played music and recited praises when Agasur was killed. Look at what devatas are, because that's why in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says those with very small minds will pray to the devatas. Why? Because 1 minute ago they were praising Krishna and throwing flowers on him and singing and flutes and all that music and all they were making to praise Krishna for killing Agasur, who was a great demon, who was actually threatening the devatas. But the moment that threat is dead, devatas forget Krishna and they do their own thing. You see, that is the point. A true devotee never forgets Krishna. He is constantly only thinking how to serve Krishna more and more. So, after doing all that, they worship Krishna, and when Agasur was dead, they started kicking Agasur. Who? The devatas. Mocking him. Means, you see, making ridicule of Agasur. Just as children, when they see somebody is down, they sometimes kick him. You see. So they kicked like that. But within a few seconds thereafter, they saw that Krishna is eating all this with his friends. How can this be Krishna? 1 second, a few minutes ago, they knew that nobody could kill Agasur except Krishna. And few minutes later, the devatas, including Lord Brahma, is wondering, ye Krishna ho sakta hai kya? Aisa nahi ho sakta hai. How can it happen? They are in doubt. So when you are in doubt, doubt is like, Prabhupada says, doubt is like demons. So even in the devatas' heart, sometimes doubts arise, demons arise. Therefore, the devatas are not 100% pure. See, that's why they do certain things, like Indra has, I mean, with tons of water he threw, as if like coming out of the tusks of elephant, the rain. You see, just to drown them. How Indra would do such a thing, but he did. So the forests and the lakes nourish each other's qualities continuously. Who's saying? Krishna is saying. Why we should enjoy and go to the forest? We should from time to time just not stay in the city. Like right now Radhanath Maharaj and his whole group have gone to the Tirupati, isn't it? And to go to Tirupati, first there is forest, isn't it? Before you reach on top. So why? Because Krishna is personally nourishing forests and lakes. And therefore you, by going through forest and lakes, while going through, you can remember Krishna more easily. That is the whole point. The whole point of human life is to always remember Krishna. Never forget him. Because if you forget Krishna for a moment, immediately Maya is there to enter into your mind. Because the mind is thing which always goes downward, not upwards. The mind always wants to go for a lower type of attraction. Therefore, it is very important to do this. Now, here is a very important point. Depending on a particular pastime of joy, he knew what to do, but appreciated not why he was enjoying. Immediately, he did not do the needful. I remember this as Brahma's action. Being so absorbed in the friends gathered around me, I have lost awareness. Means Brahma lost awareness. Why Krishna should do all these sort of things with his friends? In short, sometimes the devatas feel, actually Krishna should be giving me, no? Why he is giving all these boys? To that extent, sometimes these devatas have that feeling. You see, it's a form of, little form of jealousy to some extent. That why Krishna is spending so much time with them, why he is giving them food, his own from his mouth, that is Mama Prasad, I should get. Like sometimes devotees also feel, you know, that if I didn't get Mama Prasad, Maharaj gave it to somebody else. So that sort of feeling is there even in devatas. This is what Jiva Goswami says. I have nothing to do with devatas or against them. But the fact of the matter is that a very important issue is by this inhabitations of Raj and Brahma can attain sweet bliss. He began thinking of the grief of the boys. Oh, how will they survive without me? And how will I survive without them? Krishna feels that how he can survive without the boys. So Brahma actually started worrying that if Krishna thinks like this, meto mar gaya abhi. Just like in a government office, if a very senior secretary of the government puts a remark in the file that this particular clerk or whoever it is gives constant trouble to the government officers, then his career is damaged for good, you see, because that remark will not go. It will only hurt his future career. So Brahma is worried about that now what will happen to me. So in the next chapter you will see Brahma is praying to Krishna with tears in his eyes, bended down, and he makes a wonderful offering, you see. Solving the problems in this way, taking forms of all the boys and calves, he played with those boys on as in any day and then entered each house. But Krishna actually was so careful that he remembered everything what these boys had done. This is very important because the boys, this is what Jiva Goswami says, Krishna becomes the coward boys. Now coward boys had their previous activities. Now how it is that each one's activities Krishna knew and he therefore displayed continuation of those activities? You follow my point? They were doing something before and they continued to do those things. You see, supposing a boy had acidity in his stomach, just for the sake of argument. So Krishna also behaved as if he had acidity. Mere ko dudh pilao ma, mere ko acidity ho gaya. Can anybody think why and how Krishna knew about each boy's peculiarities and he accepted those peculiarities when he expanded himself? Because he didn't expand himself like Krishna expanded, like Krishna. He expanded like them. Can anybody understand why? Can anybody answer me? How is it that he knew everything about each one? Sitting as a super soul. Because he is Paramatma in everyone's heart, including those calves. You see? So each calf definitely was sure that this is my child. Each mother was definitely sure that this is my son. He fooled them totally. Amongst the cheats, I am the greatest cheat, Krishna says. Now you understand that's what is the meaning of that? Amongst the cheats, I am the greatest. He cheated all the mothers in Vrindavan. Cheated means very transcendentally, not cheating like materially. That is urdha mulam ajas shakam. When somebody cheats in this world means usne uska mar diya. Lekin here, inko, he gave the highest pleasure, bliss. You follow? So this is the difference. And if sometimes you may wonder why Krishna said amongst the cheats I am the greatest cheat. This is the reason. Because he wanted to cheat all the mothers and the calves. Furthermore, our other great authority is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also has commented very beautifully on this particular part. He says that 35, no? Why did Balaram realize this now after seeing it for so many days? And why didn't the other cowherd men even notice that this is Krishna? Balaram also couldn't realize that this is Krishna and he expanded himself so much. For days together he couldn't realize. Amongst the cheaters I am the greatest cheat. He even cheats Balaram. That's the point. He can do what he wants. Now once you accept that if Krishna could cheat Balaram, he could cheat all the coward boys, coward men and the mothers. Apna to koi sawal hi nahi hai. Krishna can cheat us any time, left and right. So we should accept surrender. Because in any case he is going to cheat everything from us. At the last moment of our life, all our wealth, everything is going to go away. Isn't it? So what does a cheat do? What does a criminal do? He takes away everything of yours. Either at a gunpoint, in the middle of the road, he'll mug you. But here Krishna is very, very smart. His process of taking away is by death, Kal. And Kal is represented by a serpent. Why? Because when the serpent enters a room, there is no noise. There is no footprint or footsteps. Comes very, very slowly. And very slowly, the death takes place. No, some people don't realize even that my father is dead. Because he may have died of a heart attack at 2 o'clock in the morning in the bed. So at 6 o'clock they go to wake him up, he doesn't wake up. So death came at night and took away his soul. You see? So, this is the point that A, we must always realize that we cannot outsmart Krishna. Brahma tried it, Indra tried it, others have tried it. Of course the demons are constantly trying and they are getting defeated. Two, we should always remember Krishna's eternal pastimes and his transcendental birth. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo viti tatvata taktva deham punarjanma neti maam eti so arjuna. This is a wonderful slok which was a root cause of Sukhdev Goswami becoming a devotee. Does anybody know this wonderful slok which Vyasdev told his son Sukhdev when he came out after so many years in his mother's womb to get him back home to learn the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Anybody knows this slok? No. So the slok is Barha Pidam Nataro Rapahu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibradvasa Kanak Kapisham Vajayantim Chamalam Randrar Venuradara Sudaya Purnagopa Vrindair Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Prarishadgita Kirtihi. Wearing a peacock feather ornamented in his head, blue kanikara flowers in his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti Mala garland around his neck, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it as if Vrindavan was not beautiful. Vrindavan is already very beautiful, but he beautified it further by his entering into Vrindavan, beautifying it with marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips. Means those holes in the flute, he filled it with the nectar, and therefore his flute, among the 64 items, last 4 items, even Narayan does not have capacity to get that. And one of that is playing the flute. And why? Because only Krishna is the nectar which can fill the holes in the flute. With the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. This is another point. That therefore Sukhdev Goswami wanted to know, what did the cowherds boys sing? Who are these coward boys? And that's how whole of Srimad Bhagavatam was taught by our Vyasdev to Sukhdev Goswami. Just as Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami the initial questions, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? All of us, we don't know when we are going to die. We may live till 50, 70, 80, 90, whatever. But we are about to die. We are not going to live eternally. So what is the duty of such a person? And Sukhdev Goswami then answers that the duty of every one of us is to participate in hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam and singing the Yuga Dharma, which in this case in Kali Yuga is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I was given on the text of my SMS, 9:15 you shall stop. So it is 9:15. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments by anyone? Yes, Prabhuji. Give him the mic, please, so that everybody can hear his question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Human form is very much rare, as we all know. And but cows are very much dear to Krishna. So, for example, if a human form take a life, a human form in next life take a cow form. So, his consciousness is decreased. Or what the law of karma, how will you justify using law of karma that if a person take a form of cow in the next life? So, what about his consciousness? As the cows are very dear to Krishna, so I want to justification.
First of all, the cows that are most dear to Krishna are the ones in Vrindavan. So we are talking about taking the form of a cow in Vrindavan. Then he is most dear to Krishna. You follow my point? But if you are a butcher and you kill a cow, then the same thing will happen. You will become a cow in your next life, and then butcher will become a cow, and then that cow will become a butcher. You follow? You are a scientist graduate. Science, action and reaction are equal and opposite. That is not only in physics. It is even in every field, where there is medicine also. Some medicines, homeopathic medicine, any homeopathic doctor, I don't know if he's here. But a small quantity of arsen is put inside. Arsenic, you know, arsen is a poison actually. So a small quantity, one upon a million parts, are put inside sugar cube, small round one, very tiny tincture. And that goes in your body, no? And it kills the germs. But doesn't kill the big fellow. You follow my point? Action and reaction are equal and opposite. So, it is very nice if you want to become a cow in Vrindavan. Fine. Then you will become a loved one of Krishna. You will be a descendant of Surabhi cow. So one should know, that's why we are coming to this temple and listening to the Bhagavatam and other Bhagavad Gita classes and all that. One should not generalize everything. Cows are cows. But that's not the point. Cow in Vrindavan case, important. You follow? Clear? Okay. Similarly, you are in a man form, human form. But because you are put on a tilak, because you are coming to Bhagavatam class, then you get the benefit. But if you had human form, but you are going in some, today morning playing some games or something like that, you would not be benefited. How do you remember Krishna playing cricket? If Krishna doesn't play cricket. If Krishna played cricket, we would play cricket, definitely. Then we'll remember Krishna. You follow? Okay. Everything what Krishna does know, we should remember. And be happy to participate in any way he wants. We should make him happy. Aaj kya hai? Today we want to become happy. And Krishna, you provide me everything so that I become happy. The opposite is, we will provide you everything and you become happy. Clear? Any other questions or comments? Yeah. One second, the mic is coming.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you Hare are Krishna. Saying that butcher become cow in the next life if he is killing the that butcher become cow in the next life, he is killing the cow.
In Vrindavan.
Yeah, but in the Hindu tradition that we are saying that within the cow there are 33 crores devatas are residing. So they are not specifying only about Vrindavan cow, it is about all cows.
No,
so
they are not specifying about all cows. Where in the 33,000? In each cow, how 33,000? All these devotees.
So that is wrong, I'm saying.
No, the ones in Vrindavan, that is the whole point I'm driving at is, okay. They forget, they generalize, you see. And therefore by diffusing that, they say Krishna bhi kaha hai, there is no Krishna, Krishna aap bhi hai, Krishna, wo bhi Krishna hai. That is the problem, you see. That is called Mayavad philosophy. You understood? This is a trap of Mayavad philosophy. I was a Mayavadi, you know, I know all the traps. So, so the point is, you should know these traps, you know, of Mayavad. Mayavad is very intelligent actually, but they are full of traps. But these are the traps. First, make a statement which is there in the Bhagavatam or in some Shastra, and then generalize it. beyond the scope of that. You see, supposing, I will give you an example. A doctor says that you must take Augmentin, it is an antibiotic, okay, 3 times a day, 500 milligrams for 7 days. But if you generalize it, that you should take it all your life, what will happen? Just imagine. Or everybody should take Augmentin in this room. I mean, you are sick or not sick, how, why you should take antibiotic? Follow? So what is prescribed, what is written, is very clear in the Shastra. You follow? Kali Santara Upanishad is a Shastra. In Kali Santara Upanishad, it is clearly prescribed that you have to chant 3.5 crore times, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You implement that and you go home back to Godhead because it's guaranteed there. It takes 55 and a half years, incidentally, if you do 16 rounds a day. So better to increase the number of rounds. Because you never know whether we have that number of days left in this world. Any other questions? Or yes, Mataji. Mike. Yeah, after that your turn. Baldev Prabhuji, I have permission to continue.
Hare Krishna.
Aapne likha tha lecture up to 9:15. You didn't put questionnaire kitna hai. Yes, Mataji.
You know, I would hear that this is related to when you answered his question about the cows and the karmic cycle. And often, you know, I hear Srila Prabhupada say the cheater and the cheated are the same in this world. So the cow who's being killed, the victim, as well as the victimizer, it's like this still the same cycle. So in this world, if, say, we've been victimized or there's been something done wrong to us, say like the cow who's been killed, like to just be continuing on in that cycle is just so much suffering to even be the victimizer to the next person, because like that, it's just the trapped cycle. So like being cheated or like materially. So how, like if you could share how to get out of that cycle, because sometimes it's so painful to be victimized. Like,
good question. Very
and,
good
and,
question.
And how to get out of that and not feel this revenge or some even karmically be connected
your
to that
person. Your question is very noble and beneficial to all. Thank you. The only way to come out of that is to come to this temple and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because that is the way to cut the knot, K-N-O-T, not the N-O-T, the knot of this repeated cycle of birth and death. And repeatedly, it will go back and forth, and it will be very painful. It will be most painful for every one of us. And it is stupid to continue the same thing, chewing the chewed. But to get out of that cycle, you have to associate with devotees. There is no option. The moment you associate with real genuine devotees, the first thing the devotees will say, please chant the Maha Mantra. You see, follow the four regulative principles. Read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, as the case may be. Eat prasadam, offer your obeisances to the deities at your home and here. If you do these five basic minimum things, you on that very second you cut off that time of going back and forth. Is that clear to you, Mataji? Where is this guaranteed? This is guaranteed by Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We are not speaking things of our own. We are giving exactly praman. Praman means establish evidence. Established evidence by a saintly person. Now, who is a saintly person? How do you know that a person is saintly or not? Anybody knows? I'll give you a story. You got 5 minutes more? What happened was, in Rajasthan, you know Rajasthan. In Rajasthan is desert area. So there, the wealth of a person is measured by how many camels he has got. Okay, in the old days. So he was a rich man. 21 camels he had. And these rich man died, leaving his 21 camels. And he wrote that half of my camels must be given to my son, only son, and the balance, whatever is left, half to my one daughter, elder one, half to the younger daughter. That's what he wrote. So the village leaders, you know, sarpanch and all that, they were flabbergasted. Now what shall we do? 21 camels, 21 camels, half of them to be given to the son. So half of 21, 10 and a half, kaise karenge abhi? So while they were worrying, one saintly person came, also on his camel, obviously in Rajasthan it's all on camel. So this saintly person comes and he says, oh, why are you all so worried and morose? Said, well, actually this is the thing, this is our problem. He said, that's not a big problem. Put my camel along with the other camels. So how many camels? 21 plus 1 makes 22. So half of 22 is 11 camel de do, usko ladke ko. Give 11 camels to the son. Then the saintly person took away his own camel. So how many camels left? 10. Half to the elder daughter, half to the younger daughter. And the saintly person got on his camel and went away. So what is the meaning of a saintly person? He'll give everything of his to you. Follow. That means all his knowledge in the highest, what Prabhupada used to say, I am giving you knowledge of how to go home back to Godhead. You follow? I am giving you everything, the full formula, by his own conduct. Acharya, he was actually behaving in such a way that you could easily follow him. And then naturally at the end he took his own thing and went home. His own ticket he won't give you, no? His ticket is with him only. His name is written on it, Prabhupada. So that is what a saintly person is. Okay, that's very clear. So Prabhupada is a saintly person. He's actually commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's army. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, that in future Mora Senapati will come to spread the name of glory of Krishna throughout the world, which nobody could understand how it will ever happen. You see, but it happened because Krishna desired and the Senapati did it. Follow? So this story is on it? Okay, thank you very much. There was one more gentleman there. That is the last question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you said in between that mind always thinks about down things.
Yes.
I did. Please, was a little ponder about it.
See, the question is of gati. The Sanskrit word is gati. Means the movement. The mind is chit. Like sat chit anand. Sat is eternal truth. Chit is eternal knowledge. And anand is eternal bliss. Now, when there is a perverted reflection of the spiritual mind, you have a spiritual mind, mind you. Okay. Everything you've got is spiritual. The Jivatma has a spiritual eyes, ears, nose, tongue. This Jivatma has got. And each of those senses and elements are connected to the body's eyes and so on. But we see perverted reflection. You know it in physics. That you see actually image is inverted and then in your brain, optic nerve and goes to the brain and gets corrected. You follow? So it's a scientific fact actually. So the mind acts in the reverse manner. Just like when you see the image, you see it rolled up. Did you know this as science? That you see everything inverted. Similarly, when you see red color, you don't see red. You see all the colors except red. The red is missing actually. Did you know that? Most people don't know this. When you see blue color, it is not blue. You see all the colors except blue actually. So the mind actually sees blue. That's why the mind goes negatively. The mind will always take you negatively. Just imagine you had not come here. Just imagine you woke up this morning. What did your mind originally say? Tell me truthfully. I am feeling not that good today. It's too early in the morning to get up. Thoda aur 5 minutes ho jao. sleep a little more. Let's take a little rest. Isn't it? Happened or not to you? Happens to all of us. Yeah, tell me. Yes or no? Mic band ho gaya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, I'm traveling from Aurangabad, so anyway, I'm supposed to come over here.
You're traveling from Aurangabad?
Yeah, Hari Bol.
So the fact is, your mind did not want to come from Aurangabad, is it right? You see, the mind is such a thing, why you want to go to the temple, man? You enjoy yourself here. Coming all the way here is painful, from Aurangabad to here. I came from Malbariel only. Yeah, yet I was feeling, ki aana padta aaj. You follow? Mind is a lazy bugger. The fact of the matter is, mind is lazy. It is the guru, acharya, the devotees who tell you, come on, get up. 4 o'clock in the morning, take your bath, start chanting 16 rounds, attend Mangalarti, do this, do that. Otherwise you don't feel like it. But if the others tell you to do it, and therefore you are benefited. Otherwise it's very difficult for us on our own independently to become Krishna conscious. Impossible. Actually it's impossible. You have to have association of devotees. There's no option. Hare Krishna. Any other questions, we'll answer individually. Thank you very much.
Radhe, Radhe.